Recording. So Kavanah B'Tfilah. So the reason, or my excuse for doing this sugya, is the following: is the next little bit of our Gemara said Tanu Rabbanan Keshachala Rabbi Eliezer Nichnasu Tamidav Levakro. He got sick. He was basically about to die, and his Talmidim come to visit him. Amulah, they said to him, Rabbeinu, Lamdeinu Ochot Chayim. Right? Teach us how to live a good life. So Amar Lehem, Chaverchem, right? Respect each other. Manu, don't let your children study philosophy, go to debate club, don't, learn learn like, join like the Greek philosophy clubs. Whatever, whatever a specific thing it means, maybe we can spend do some of that also. Do that, so yeah, not do higayon because that'll be aser, right? The hoshivum bein brakei talmidei chachamim, right? Sit them by the talmidei chachamim. The kishatemit palelim du'u lefnei mi atem umdim u'bishul kach tizku l'chayei olam haba. Okay, when you daven, know before whom you stand, right? Understand that you're standing before God, and then you'll get you'll be zochet to chaye olam haba. Okay, to get into olam haba. Okay, so this last one, kishatem mitzpalim, how would you understand what it says about the chiyuv of kavan? If we're putting kavana on a scale, sliding scale of yagada and it's ma'akev to you don't gotta, there's no point, and that's obviously extreme. Like where would it fall?
Doesn't seem ma'akev, but then you don't get olam haba, which I guess is a bummer.
Right. So it definitely sounds like, it's important, very important even. It's a good point, right? It's sounds like it's like pretty central in terms of like really making life great, making life awesome, right? It's gonna get you into olam hasa haba. It's like hizaru b'kavod chavrechem, right? So respecting each other. It's pretty basic on the one hand, but also like kind of ill-defined, right? All of these things. Sounds like part of the general important, very vague values sort of category, right? Respect each other. Don't pursue, like kind of I don't know. It's like, okay, like, I don't know. Don't pursue like woke, don't drink the woke Kool-Aid guy, don't let your kids go to like, I don't know, to like whatever, all the crazy liberal academic-y stuff. I don't know, I'm trying to think of like a good, I don't know. Is it Berkeley? Berkeley's like, really kooky. Is Berkeley the kooky one? I mean, there are all tons of kooky ones, but like super famous for being super kooky. Don't send your kids to Berkeley. I don't know, whatever it is. Right? Like, don't send them off to like really chrome environments. Send them to, make sure that you have good influences, right? Put them in touch with like be good role models. And when you daven, like, know that you're standing before God, right? It's almost like echoes as like a no that you're you have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that you have to have like Shiviti Hashem Kinegdi Tamid, right? So Tamid is too hard or too lofty, right? But when you're davening, like understand, like you're standing before God, right? You have a relationship with God, you're talking to God, you're being watched by God, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like watching you, and cares about you, but also expects something from you, right? That's sort of the understanding that I would get and the what I would walk around, away with, right? So again, as Rachel pointed out, it's not like something that's inherent to tefillah that's like ma'akev. On the other hand, something super important, right? Because it's something that really would be, gonna get you into Olam Haba, right? You don't want to miss out on Olam Haba just because you couldn't focus during tefillah. On the other hand, there's this other Gemara, a few da'apim later, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ani ra'iti et Rabbi Yanai, ditzali v'hadar tzali. I once saw Rabbi Yanai daven and then daven again. Okay, right. What's the case? The question is whether or not you can daven, right? Lama le shtei tefillot, ela achat shel shacharit v'achat shel musafin. Shmamina late late the Rabbi Lazar ben Azari. Okay, then you can daven shacharis and then right away daven musaf, right, back to back. Right, and the discussion in the Gemara here is whether or not that's something you can do. So he said, oh well, I saw Rav Yana daven back to back. So it must have been Musaf and Shacharis back to back. He says, no, maybe the first time he davened and he just wasn't focused, he didn't have kavanah, so he had to daven again. Right? Right? Basically, like, watch yourself, Buster. Right? Like, Rav Yana paid attention, had kavanah when he davened. Right, but what's the mashmaut? The mashmaut is that if you didn't have kavana when you daven, you would need to daven again. Right? Now, how could you stem this with the previous Gemara?
Well, perhaps you could say knowing from Behut that Dalif Ne Miyata made is a higher level of kavana that you
Okay,
don't
fair. Right.
need to have.
One way is to mechalek between the kavanas, right? This is du'u lifnei mi'atem omdim, and maybe kiven and lo kiven is something more basic, right? Yeah, that's very good. Absolutely. Right, you can distinguish between the two cases, right? They didn't say exactly the same thing. One says du'u lifnei mi'atem omer, and one says kiven or lo kiven da'ite. How could you kind of ex just like throw something out, like what the difference could be between those two?
Understanding the meaning of the words, just because I.
Okay, right. One could just be, do you understand what you're saying? Right. You have no, if you just, it's like a good linguistic point, right? If you say words, but you have no idea what you're saying because you're totally spaced out, did you really say it? Right. If a tree falls in the forest and says the works of Shakespeare, is it a poet? And the answer is, we don't know, right? So we don't know. If you see your tefillah, it doesn't count, right? That's a very good idea, right? If you just don't know what you're saying, you don't know what you're saying. You didn't say anything then, in which case you didn't actually daven, as opposed to do lefnei miatam, right? Understanding when you're standing before God, that's already a higher level. If alternatively. Another one is to say, not that they're talking about different things, but maybe they're talking about the same thing, right? But maybe they're not actually arguing. Right? Now that's not exactly the mashmaut of the Gemara, but I think you could say it. Like you say they're not arguing because, right, maybe doma me kara lo kivein daite. Ubas elf kivein daite is a reshut. It's not a chova, right? Maybe it says kishatem etpalim diu lifnei miatem omdim, right? It's not ma'akev, but if you daven without no doing that without focusing, maybe you're allowed to or should daven again, right? We might not be a chiyuv, right? But it might be something that you're allowed to do. Okay, so there's kind of two options to deal with this here. One is to say they're talking about different things, and one is to say, right, that they're really not actually arguing, because the second one doesn't say that it was puzzle, that you weren't yotze, but it was that you could do it again. But mashmaut of the two is kind of so right? One is mashmaut that kavana is laudable, important, but not necessary, and the Gemara Daf Lamed sounds like it's ma'akev. Okay, Gemara Daf Lamed Bet. מתפלל ותאה סימן רע לו, ואם שליח ציבור הוא סימן רע לשולחיו, מפני ששלוחו של אדם כמותו. אמרו לו הרבי חנינא בן דאוסא, שהיה מתפלל לאחרונים ואומר זה חי וזה מת. אמרו לו מנין אתה יודע? אמר להם אם שגורה תפילתי בפי, יודע אני שהוא מקובל, ואם לאו, אני יודע שהוא מטורף. He says, right, if it's easy for me to daven for him, then I know that he's going to be fine. And if it's really hard for me to daven for him, then I know that that my tefillah is not being nitkabel. Ahai. Amar Reb Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad Debe Rebbe, Bavot. When did Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, you know, have this feeling? When did he know whether or not the guy's going to live or not? He says right from the bracha avavot, the first bracha. Ika dematni la abaraita. The other people are matni this maimer of bavot on abaraita. Hamitpalel tzarich shechave mibo bikulan. When you daven, you have to have kavana. Ve'im ino yachol lechaven bikulan. If you can't have kavana bikulan, yechaven et libo ba'achat. If you're not going to be able to focus on all of Shmoneh Esrei, right, all 18 brachot, right, you can still be mechavein. You still have to at least be mechavein by one of them. Amar Reb Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad B'Dibei Rebbe B'Avot. You're not going to be able to have kavana for all of the brachos. At least you have to have kavana for the first brach. Amu Lav Aler B'Chanina. בינה הנמילי, אמר רבי שמעון לוי, אמר כה, בורא ניב שפתיים, שלום, שלום, לרחוק ולקרוב, אמר השם, וראה פריטיב. Okay? If it's, that's how like Rabbi Chanina knew. Okay, right, so here, right, sounds like it's Ma'akev, right? Sounds like you're המתפלל צריך שיכוון ליבו בכולם, it's a chiyuv, right? It's not just, can get you into Olam Haba, right? But you have to. Right? And if you absolutely can't, if you can't, you still, at the very least, you have to have by Avot, right? For the first bracha. Again, that's mashma what? Yechaven libo b'achat is mashma, and if you don't, right? If you didn't at least have kavana for the first bracha, then it's ma'akev. Right? That's kind of the, I think that's the stam, the mashmot. Right? Okay. Kind of totally on the opposite end of the spectrum, right? Yerushalmi sounds very different. Okay. The Yerushalmi says, "Karavita yachzor lemakom shata." If you're davening and you make a mistake, you go back to where you made a mistake. Ta ben k'tiva rishona leshniyah chozer le'k'tiva rishona ta veinu yedeh hechanta yachzor kibatchila lemakom ha'baruch lo. That's about Kriya Shema. I'm just gonna skim a little. Now, if you Rabbi Yosef b'Shem Rabbi Acha, Ruben nitpalel v'nimtza atzmo b'shomea tefillah chazaka kiven. Okay, and this is a different use of kiven, which is a little confusing. But he says, if you end up, if you're davening, and at some point you're like, Baruchat Hashem Shomea Tefillah, and you're like, ooh, how did I get here, right? This has never happened to any of us, ever. Right? We're like, you get to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, and you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. I finished Shemoneh Esrei, good for me. Right? So, here, the context here is, let's say, if you made a mistake. So, do you assume that maybe you skipped stuff, and you made a mistake in your Tefillah, or no? Maybe you just did everything right. Right? And you just didn't really notice. Right? So he says, Chazaka kiven, Chazaka, that you did everything right. Right? Because your lips, you know, your subconscious knows tefillah pretty well and probably said all the right words. Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rabbi Lazar nitpalel velo kiven libo. Im yodea shehu chozer mechaven et libo, yitpalel. Vim lav al yitpalel. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, if you davened and you weren't mechavein, if you know that you'll be able to mechavein, so you should go and do it again. Otherwise, don't daven again. Okay, Amar Reb Chiya Ruba, ana min yomi lo kiviti al chad zaman, bay mechavna umercheti belibi, v'amarti man alil kumei malka kadmai arksva iresh galuta, He says, I basically have never really had kavana when I daven, but one time I was like, mamish, like mechavin, I had real kavana. I was like, oh, I told myself, look, imagine if you were standing in front of a king or like a governor or the Reish Galusa. Shmuel Amar, ana mani tafrochia. I count the birds flying past the window when I daven. I rebon barchia omer ana mani dimusia. I'm counting the tiles on the floor. I'm Rav Matthew, ana ma mechazek tivo the roshai de kadhava mati modim hu kora migarmi. Right, I owe a debt of gratitude to my head, because it bows when it gets to modim, by itself. Right, meaning what are they all saying? They're saying, kavanah in davening is not just an us problem, right? It's Naamaran had trouble too, right? So that's one. It's very very humanizing. It's very like, oh, okay, this isn't something that only we struggle with. Number one. Also, like the counting, the counting the birds flying past, like it's just very relatable. Number one. Number two is it definitely sounds like it's not Ma'akev, right? If it was Ma'akev, then we'd all be, it wouldn't be as light-hearted of a Gemara. I mean, like, yeah, we have trouble with that too. So from the Yerushalmi, it sounds very clear that it's not Ma'akev. Lechatchila, you should do it, right? I think the way the Yerushalmi would kind of take these Ma'amarim would be in the direction of Im yodea shehu chozer u'mechavenet libo yitpalel, v'im la'avah yitpalel. It's optional to go back and daven again, right? If you at least davened the first one, Bechavana, so then maybe you shouldn't, don't need to go back. Or if you're going to go back, you should make sure to at least, to do the whole thing properly. But Yerushalmi seems to think that Kavana is not Ma'akev. Okay? Oh, now we get to the Rambam. And the Rambam, unlike the Gemara, decides to give us some trouble, which is good because, the more trouble there is, the better and the more fun we have. So the Rambam says, "Chamisha dvarim ma'akvin et ha'tefila." Right? Afal pi shehigya hazmana, tarat yadayim, kisui erva, tarat ha'makom tefila, dvarim ha'chozfim oto, ve'kavanat ha'lev. Okay? Kavana is ma'akev tefila. Kavanat ha'lev ketzad, kol tefila she'ina be'kavana, ina tefila. Okay? You daven, the tefila without kavana is not tefila. Doesn't count. Didn't daven. And if you daven without kavana, you have to go back and daven again with kavana. Why? Because you didn't daven, right? Matzah dato mishubeshet v'libo tarud, asur lo litpalel ad sheyitayashev da'ato. Okay? If he's right, all riled up about something or confused and distracted, etc., you're not allowed to daven until you are able to focus. Lefikach, haba min haderech, vehu ayef umitzar, asur lo lehitpalel, ad sheish yityashev da'ato. Amru chachamim, yishesh shlosha yamim, ad sheyanuach, vetitkarer da'ato, v'achar kach yitpalel. That basically you should wait 3 days from after traveling before davening. So the first, in theory, and we don't actually do this, but in theory, according to the Gemara, you just should have davened for the first 3 days after, after traveling. So you come flying to Israel, the first 3 days you're jet lagged. No, don't go davening. Halacha tetzayin, ketzad hu hi hakavana, shiyifneh libo mikol hamachshavot, v'yireh atzmo ki'ilu hu omed lifnei hashchina. Okay, what is kavana? You should, right, see yourself as standing with Neashchina. Lefikach tzarich leishiv ma'at kodem ha'tfila, kedei lechaven et libo, v'achar kach yitpalel b'nachat u'b'tachanunim, v'lo yaseh tfilato k'mi shehaya nosei mas'ui u'mashlicho v'olech lo. Right, shouldn't daven so you could be after davening, right, to get it done with. Lefikach tzarich leishiv ma'at achar tfila, v'achar kach yiftar. חסידים ראשונים היו שוהים שעה אחת קודם תפילה, שעה אחת לאחר תפילה, ומארחים בתפילה שעה. Basically, you really need to be עומד לפני השכינה when you daven, really you have kavana. Okay? Now, One problem with the Rambam, or one significant problem with the Rambam, is that the Gemara that sounded most like that Kavanah is not mandatory, but it's laudatory, was Dafka the Gemara that says, right, Dalef Nei Miata Omid. Right? The Ulef Nei Miata Omdim, right, is Dafka the Gemara that's saying that you're. That it sounds like it's not Ma'akev. Yes, that's really interesting. In the Rambam, it's very clear it's Ma'akev. And what is Kavana? It's understanding that you're Omer the Fanashkin. Says the Rambam in Perek Yud, Mishet Palel Velo Kivin Libo, Yachzor Vetpalel Kavana. So far, not surprising, right? Because the Rambam told us that it's Ma'akev and you have to daven again. Ve'im Kivin Libo Bibracha Rishona Shuvei No Tzarich. But if you were mechaven in the first bracha, then that's not a problem, and then you don't have to repeat the whole davening. Okay, mishetah ba'achat mishalosh brachot hakishnot chozer la'rosh v'mitah ba'achat mishalosh brachot achronot yachzor la'avodah, etc. So here the Rambam is saying that it's not ma'akev the whole thing, right? Remember over here, it sounded like it was ma'akev totally, right? And if you weren't mechaven, it didn't have kavanah. You have to, the whole thing was possible. Perek Yud, it's mashma, that as long as you had kavana in the bracha rishona, you don't have to go back and restart. Okay? So, that's a little strange. Okay? In to the rescue comes Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim says, Mistima Tlashon Rambam, Mivuar, the din Kavanahu, al kol ha'tfila. So kol ha'tfila ha'kavana ma'akev ba. V'kasheh, mimasha pasak ha'Rambam b'perek yud sham. Mi she'etpalel v'lo kivenet libo, yachzor v'etpalel b'kavana. V'im kivenet libo b'bracha rishona, shuv eino tzarich. The mivuar lehedya, the kavana ina ma'akevet, rak b'bracha rishona. It's tzarich iyun. As he says, on the one hand, it's ma'akev, and on the other hand, it says ma'akev only the bracha rishona. V'nira lomar, classic, right? This is, textbook Brisker answer, except obviously Reb Chaim kind of invented it. V'nira lomar, by the way, just fascinating idea. I mean, if you were to like, this is like the second piece in Reb Chaim or something like that, or third, right? If you were like opening up, like the original print, the first time Reb Chaim published this, I mean, this like could be like the first time you say like Tzvei Dinim. Like this could be like the first point time like Tzvei Dinim was ever printed, like in history, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. When you think about it, like we're just so used to the idea, but like it's very revolutionary. Menira Lomar, the Tre Gavni Kavana Yesh Betfila, right? The Rambam has two places; they seem to contradict and give different impressions about what Kavana. What the rules are about kavana. And Rambam's answer is that, well, actually, we're talking about two different types of kavana, right? Ha'achat, kavana shel perush hadvarim, explaining the word, understanding the words. The yesodah hu din kavana, v'shnia, v'shenit shechaved sheomer b'tfila lefnei Hashem. There are two issues here. One is understanding what you're saying, and two is understanding that you're standing before God. Right? You're standing with an HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchei Melech. Ki mevuar b'dvarav perek dalet sham. Umahi hakavana sheyefneh libo mikom achshavot v'yireh atzmo ki ilu omer lefnei hashchina. V'nireh, de kavana zu eina midin kavana rak shehu me'etzem. Normally, we talk, when we think of, there's something called intent, right? Kavana, mitzvos tzrichos kavana, mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, right? You have to intend to fulfill the mitzvah, to be focused on it, on fulfilling the mitzvah. That's one thing, right? Separately, that's almost like an external thing, right? There's a mitzvah, and part of, in as you do it, what is your mindset? Kavana zu eina midin kavana. Actually, mi'etzem ma'aseh tefillah. It's important, just like also, kind of introducing another fakira here, which is there's something external to a mitzvah. There's a way in which need to do a mitzvah. And separately, there's things which are internal to the mitzvah itself. Kavana of Amida lefnei Hamakom, Libo Panui in ze maase. It's not that you davened without kavana. You didn't daven, right? As the Rambam says, right? In a tefillah, harehu bechlal mitasek de in bo din maase. Then, well, this is actually a little bit interesting because I think the Rambam, Rambam's kind of using terms which I think are more general, but I think it's almost like not as sharp as what he could have said. Rambam kind of pulls in, he says, oh, it's because it's like mitasek. It's like you didn't really do the maisa tefillah even. Because if you daven without kavana, without understanding your omen b'fnei Hashem, so it's kind of like you're doing the motions, but you're not doing the actions, right? It's like imagine if you were like move your hands as if you're writing, but you're not holding a pencil, right? And there's no paper. So you're not writing. You're moving your hand. You're not actually writing. Or if you I don't know, you pretend that you're chopping wood, but you don't have an axe because you didn't go to Home Depot. So you didn't do anything, right? You're doing the motions, but you're not doing the action. But I think even stronger here, right? I don't know if the word mitasek is here. Like imbo din ma'ase, it sounds too formalistic. Part of davening is that understanding that you're obeyed lefnei Hashem. That's what makes it davening, right? Which is not only like a formal problem, like oh, it's a chisaron in your ma'ase tefillah. You're not davening, right? You're swinging your arms over a log, but you're not holding an axe, right? You're just not doing. You're not involved in tefillah. You're just going through the motions, literally, right? We talk about going through the motions. Right? You're going through the motions, but you're not doing the ma'aseh tefillah because you're not davening. So Chaim brings it to the general concept of mitasek, and he says, "Well, if you're mitasek, right, and you're just kind of like." Have no intention of doing that. You're doing the physical action without the maisa, right? You're not doing the act, even though you're doing motion. You're involved in physical motion without doing an action, I guess, right? So there's just no legal relevance to what you're doing, right? So it's as if you never said the words, and if you never said the words, so you didn't do that part of davening. Amar Reb Chiya, Amar Reb Safra, Mishum Chad Debe Rebi Bavot. Au Beemet, Gam Bedin Kavana, Trei Dinim Yesh Baze. Chad De In Kavana Shemechaven Lasot HaMitzvah, Bevi Dimidin Kavana Shel Kol Mitzvot, Tekayim Elam Mitzvot Tzrichot Kavana. Ubeze Ein Chiluk Min Brachah Rishona L'Shar Tfilot. In general, you need to know that you're doing a mitzvah, right? Kim Du Hadin Hanuheg B'chol HaMitzvot. V'Kasher HaMitzvah, מצוות, דכל מצוות, שאר מצוות דכל מצוות כולה, צריכה הכוונה, ולא מהני כוונה מקצתה, הכינה מבתפילה. וזהו שפסק הרמב״ם, דהא דבעינן שידע שהוא עומד בתפילה, מעכב בכל תפילה כולה. והיינו מתחי טעמי, חד משום דולב אחי הביא מתעסק, ועוד משום דין מצווה צריכות כוונה, דתרווי ומעכבי בכל התפילה, כמו בכל מצווה, ורק בכוונת פירוש הדברים. דהו דין מסוים רק בתפילה, בזה הוא דקיימלן, זה לא מה, כבר רק בברכה ראשונה דאבות. So he says, oh, right, separately there's a din of understanding the words. It's important when you daven to not only say the words, but to understand what you're saying, because if you don't understand what you're saying, right, what are you really accomplishing? So you at least need to know, he's talking about avot, but I think meaning, again, general, Pashas in the Gemara is that at least you should have at least for the first one, but it could be any bracha, maybe, you need to actually know what you're saying, right? Because otherwise you're daven, right? Part of davening is not just midah lefnei Hashem, but also you have to be asking something or saying something, right? When you're davening, you're talking to Hashem. if you're not actually talking to Hashem at all, because you don't understand what you're saying, so you can do anything, right? You have to at least, there are two things. One is you have to do the action of davening. So you need to know that you're a bi'omi lefnei Hashem. You can't be mitaseik, in the words of Reb Chaim. Secondly, you actually have to not just do an action, but actually accomplish something, right? So you need to have asked Hashem for something, or at least praised Hashem, or acknowledged God's hegemony, right? But that's, right? That's Reb Chaim's Hezbollah Rabbah. Utrei gavni chiyuve hema betfila, mechuyav hu lechaven shehu made betfila mishum chovat kavana. Two different things, right? One is to know what you're doing, basically, and the other is to actually have intent and a kavana of what the words you're saying as part of the tefillah in specific. Ushnei achiyuvim in makvin, right? They're not really integrally linked, says the Rambam, says Reb Chaim. They're really two totally parallel chiyuvim. Just happens to be like, you know, if you do one, you'll get the other. Right? All this could be without any reason. Okay? Now, it's like a funny way to say it. Reb Chaim says, I think. But I think it's very interesting. Right? Reb Chaim is trying to link this into the general rules of mitzvos, right? He's like tapping into like mitasek and stuff like that. But I think you could go a little deeper in a minute. But so far, Reb Chaim is right. It's like mitasek, mitzvot tzorichas kavana, etc. Right. מה שאין כן דין כוונה של פירוש הדברים המסוים רק בתפילה, הרי גם בתפילה עצמה אינו רק מתקנת חכמים, על כל כך שפיר נוכל לומר, כיוון דמדורייתא מי הביא לתפילה, על כן יתפלל גם בלא יכול לכוון זאת. ואך אם יכול לכוון רק שיתפלל בלא כוונה, יחזור ויתפלל משום הכוונה שחיובה מדבריהם, על כל כך לא יראה רק שיחזור ויתפלל ולא יותר. Now, there is one, there is one sort of chisaron in the Reb Chaim's presentation, right? Which is Reb Chaim tries to basically blame it on the general din of mitasek, right? And then he says, okay, so the general din of mitasek that says if you're not yodea, you're omid lefnei hashchina, then you didn't daven at all because you're just mitasek and you're not aware of what you're doing. And if you don't know perushamilim, it's like a specific din in tefillah, and he kind of says like, oh, it's like either you know midoraisa or midrabbana, like they're mechayiv you that you need to actually know what you're saying, right? דין כוונה של פירוש הדברים מסוים רק בתפילה, הרי גם בתפילה עצמה אינו רק מתקנת חכמים, רק עכשיו אני יכול לומר, כיוון דמדורייתא מיה היא תפילה, על כן יתפלל גם בלא, like you can split between them, and maybe like part of the takana, right, of when the chacham created the lashon of the matbea of tefillah, of how you say it, they, you know, mechayiv you also to know what you're saying, right, or at least one of them to like actually be saying and thinking what they're telling you to be saying and thinking. And he almost says like, oh, that's like kind of like a separate chiyuv, and that's why it's also theoretically you could daven without it, and you just have to daven again in order to yotze. Yeah, okay.
This is going back a step a bit about what, I guess, how we're considering this misasik, or how much consciousness do you really need to have? Because misasik
Yeah.
is easier when there's an actual action, like you're saying with the axe and the cutting of wood. But tefillah is all about thought. Sorry. So if you sit down and you have a sitter in front of you, your subconscious definitely knows what you're doing. So there's
Oh,
a certain,
okay, very good.
yeah,
Yeah, keep
so I'm
going.
interested on how he on yeah, I guess how he defines consciousness specifically with tefillah and what the action
Very
is
good.
that you're not doing.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. Exactly. I think there's like a big unanswered question, or Chaim. You know, Chaim does in some ways like also there's like a classic Bricsker move, where he'll basically like say, look, there are tzvei dinim. There's clearly a din here, and there's a din here, and this falls into this category, and it's working based on this principle. But what he hasn't done for us is kind of explain why this really should be midasik, right? Because we know about midasik in other cases. And for example, we know about midasik by Shabbos. And in general, we kind of require you to not know what you're doing, not be intending to do what you're doing, not have entered into the situation, right? With the intention of doing what you're doing. Assuming that we're interpreting the Rambam the same as Reb Chaim is, which is just you didn't have kavana of being omid lefnei HaMelech, right? Hitpalel below kavana, chazom hitpalel bekavana. This is good, cool. Hitpalel below kavana, right? Matadat Shabeshet, Asulat Palel, Ketzaro Kavanashi, Nilibo Mikomach Shavot, Vira Atzmok, Iluhu Omer Lefnei. If I have a sitter in front, right? Rachel's question is really good. I have a sitter in front of me. I'm saying the words because I know, because I came to shul to daven. I'm saying the words because I know I'm davening. How is the fact that I'm not concentrating on the Ki'ilu Omer Lefnei Hashchina, how is that? Going, how does that make it midasik? It could say it's not, well.
I hadn't really thought of the first part, but she says that you have to remove all the other thoughts in your head.
Right. So,
That's a lot
it's even
harder
worse,
to
right? That's
get.
really hard, right? To say it's midasik when you're there, you have a sitter, you're saying the words. That's you're doing it because you're trying to daven. It sounds a lot, doesn't sound like midasik to me, right? Might not be the world's most focused tefillah, but in other areas, we wouldn't call that midasik, right? Like, I imagine if someone comes and he's hoeing a field. And while he's hoeing a field, he's like thinking of the beauty of nature or how much he hates the fact that it's so hot and he's so sweaty and he's so uncomfortable. I don't think we'd say, oh, well, he's midasik, so he's not chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos for doing charisha, right? Because his mind is focused elsewhere, right? He came to hoe to plow a field or right, hoe a field, and he's doing it, right? And yeah, he's thinking about the weather and about the birds and about the roots and about all sorts of things, right? But he's intentionally doing what he's doing, and he's doing it, right? Fully aware of what he's doing, with the intent to do what he's doing. And yeah, he's not necessarily focused on what he's doing. But since when does focusing on what you're doing mean that you don't, right? Not focusing on what you're doing mean that you don't intend to do what you're doing. And you don't know what you're doing, right? You're not aware of what you're doing, right? What he's doing is being done with full awareness. So that's a really good question. And I think there are two possible answers to how to kind of sharpen this idea. Oh wow, I kind of want to leave them for next time because they're long and very interesting. On the other hand, I don't want to leave everyone hanging. So fine, I'll do it really quickly. Wow. Okay, we'll do a tiny bit. Okay, I'll just do it. Hello, bialti lecha. שזה השכל אשר שפע עלינו מהשם יתעלה, הוא הדיבוק אשר בינינו ובינו. Our שכל, our intellect is our connection to God, והרשות נתונה לך, אם תרצה לחזק הדיבוק הזה, תעשה. ואם תרצה להחלישו מעט מעט עד שתפסקהו, תעשה. ולא יתחזק זה הדיבוק, רק בהתמשך בו באהבת השם, שתהיה כוונתו אליה כמו שביום. So the Rambam, your relationship and connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu is built on how much you think and care and meditate on Ahavat Hashem. And if you don't think about Hashem and you don't, right, have an intellectual connection with Hashem all the time, right, that's chisaron and weakening your relationship to Hashem and your connection. You're literally like a connection to Hashem. Vida sha'ata ולו היית חכם שבבני אדם באמיתת החוכמה האלוקית, כשתפנה מחשבתה למאכל צריך או לעסק צריך, you have to eat, you have to go on work, right? כבר הפסקת הדיבוק ההוא אשר בינך ובין השם יתברך, right? Basically, you're like in communion with God, with Hashem until you've turned your mind to other issues and then you've broken your connection, right? You've closed connection with Hashem. Ve'ina chimo, az, v'chein hu eino imcha, ki ha'yachas ahu asher b'incha u'b'ino, kvar nifsak b'po'al b'itahi. U'mepnei zeh, hayu b'akpidim b'chassidim, ha'chot shiyu b'telim b'hem milachshov b'Hashem. They were very careful about the times when they weren't actually actively thinking about Hashem. Okay, you're actively thinking about Hashem is a key part of your relationship with Hashem, and it's almost like a physical connection to Hashem, right? In this case, spiritual. Okay. Vida, shemaaseh ha'avodot ha'ilu kulam, ki kriyat ha'Torah, ve'hatfila, v'asot shar ha'mitzvot, en tachlit kavanatam, rak lehitlamed ulehitasek b'mitzvot Hashem yitbarach, ulafnot mi'iskei ha'olam, כי אילו אתה התעסקת בו, יתעלה, ובטלת מכל דבר זולתו, אבל התפלל בהנעת שפתיים ופניך אל הכותל, ואתה חושב במרכך וממכרך, ותקרא התורה בלשונך, ולבך בבניין ביתך, מבלי בחינה במה שתקראו, וכן כל אשר תעשה מצווה תעשינה בעבריך, כמי שיחפור חפירה בקרקע, או יכתוב עצים מן היער, מבלי בחינת עניין המעשה ההוא, right? Anything, which is, first of all, the whole reason for tefillah and kriyat haTorah and any of the mitzvot, is that you think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you do these mitzvot, any mitzvah, right, including mitzvot ma'asiyot, right, but you're doing it without thinking about Hashem the whole time, לא מי שציווה לעשות ולא מה שתכלית כוונתו, לא תחשוב שהגעת לתכלית. So you haven't really been accomplished, done the mitzvah. Because the whole point of the mitzvah is so that you're thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have the spiritual connection open. אבל תהיה אז קרוב ממי שנאמר בהם, קרוב אתה בפיהם ורחוק מכליותיהם. מכאן אתחיל להשירך על תכונת ההרגל והלימוד, עד שתגיע לזאת התכלית הגדולה, תחילה, מה שתתחיל לעשות, שתפנה מחשבתך מכל דבר, כשתקרא קריאת שמע ותפלל, ולא יספיק, יספיק לך מן הכוונה בקריאת שמע, בפסוק ראשון, תפילה וברכה ראשונה, כשתגיל זה יחזק בידך שנים רבות, תתחיל אחר כך כל אשר תקרא בתורה ותשמענה, שתשים כל לבוכה וחות מחשבתך להבין מה שתשמע או שתקרא. Building this intellectual connection with הקדוש ברוך הוא is to build, have an active connection to him, a spiritual connection to God. And when you are not thinking about God, you are not connected to him. And the whole point of these mitzvot then is to make you think about him. Okay, so what's the point of tefillah? The point of tefillah, the whole point of the mitzvah, says the Rambam, is to be thinking about God, right? And to be thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're not thinking about the fact you're Omid Lefnei Hashem, then kol tefillah she'ena bekavana ina tefillah. You haven't actually davened, because the whole point of davening, right, is for you to be thinking about Hashem. And that's actually the whole point to the Rambam, right? Because it's about building that connection to Hashem through that intellectual relationship, right? Says the Rambam. Shekol il ha-sugim shel avodat Hashem, hasharim b'tzurat dibur, in hakavana behem, ela sheyeharheru behem kishiyomrum, v'yechaven omram et libo v'yeda. The whole point of any of mitzvah about speech is not actually to say the words. The mitzvah is to think, right? Is to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Or to think about something specific. So if the whole mitzvah is to think about Hashem, right, and having that connection to Hashem of being omen lefnei Hashem and having the active spiritual connection open to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then if you daven without kavana, you haven't actually davened because you haven't actually been building that relationship and that connection to Hashem. Right now, I think that's a lot more, and that's again, that's like a, it's a sort of very similar to like if the bucket that Reb Chaim is putting it in, right? The Tzvei Dinim is totally true, but it's not just like Kol HaTorah Kula Din of Mitasek, right? It's a din that Tefillah is inherently about understanding and building the connection of thinking about Amidah Lefnei Hashem and thinking about the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you just haven't davened if you haven't done that, right? It's not like a Kol HaTorah Kula Mitasek din. It's Tefillah without Kavanah isn't Tefillah. It's inherent to Tefillah din. Okay. Okay. Now, okay. Phew, got a couple of last minutes. A different perspective, right? Also, who accepts that basically there's something different about tefillah in terms of kavana is the Rajba. And the Rajba is similar but different. Okay. The Rambam says that if you don't have kavana, right, then you didn't daven. The whole point of tefillah is the thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rajba is a little, has a less like a unique to tefillah explanation. I guess it's in many ways more similar to the Reb Chaim in that sense. But he makes a slightly different point, right? Midati. So the questions, the Maksha's question is, if we hold mitzvah lav tzrichot kavana, why by the Rambam by tefillah did we say mitzvah tzrichot kavana? So the Rajba says, "Midati, in ze talui biidach b'mitzvot tzrichot kavana o ein tzrichot kavana, ze sheitpalel harei nitkaven latzei, afilu ma da'amar mitzvot tzrichot kavana yatzah." He says, right, in general, by the din of mitzvot tzrichot kavana, and I would say also by mitaseik, normally, if you're davening, you're machaving to be yotze, right? You meant to do the mitzvah of tefillah. That's why you came to shul and you opened up a seder and you're standing with a seder and you're moving your mouth, right? Right? You meant to daven, and you meant to be yotzei, and you meant to do what you did. You just weren't paying attention when you did it, right? Paying attention is not the same as intending to do something. Ella sheitpalel ukriat shema yesh behen kavana acher. I said this gishmak because also Reb Chaim invented Tzvei Dinim, right? Except that the Rajba invented Tzvei Dinim first, right? Not entire only a Reb Chaim thing. Right? The Rajba says, Tefillah and Kriyat Shema, right, have Tzvei Dinim. There's mitzvot tzrichot kavana in general, and then there's something unique about tefillah. V'hi kavanat halev, shelo lahar ben dvar macherim, kidei shiyu piv v'libo shavin, bevakashat rachamim, right, tefillah is derachamin in hu, ubi yichud v'kabalat ol malchut shamayim, Kriyat Shema is kabalat ol malchut shamayim, ubi sidur ha-shvachim, right? Can I get Da mitzvot kavana sidur yitbarach ubakashat rachamim mitzvot. Other mitzvot, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to do something. So if you do something without focusing and paying attention to what you're doing, you still did it. Right? As Rachel was saying earlier, in the case where you're swinging your hands, but you're not holding an axe, so you haven't actually done the chopping down a tree. But if you're holding an axe and you go to a tree and you're like, I'm going to chop down this tree. And then you're thinking about, I don't know, the weather, and you chop down the tree, right? So you chop down the tree and you meant to chop down the tree. So you're not focused on it. Fine. Right? You did the ma'isa, right? But you weren't so focused. Okay, so you lose some points, right? And maybe even you could say the same thing about saying the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema if you think the mitzvah is to say it. Right? Right? If you don't pay attention to what you're saying when you say the right Kabbalah to Malchut Shemayim, you weren't the Kabbalah Malchut Shemayim, right? You moved your lips, you said some words, you weren't Mekabel Malchut Shemayim because you didn't actually Mekabel Malchut Shemayim, right? If your tefillah is rachami and you didn't have kavana for bakashat rachamim, so you were never mevakesh rachamim on yourself, right? Because you weren't, you didn't, right? Why? Because the mitzvah isn't to do an action. The mitzvah is the rachami. The mitzvah is Kabbalah to Malchut Shemayim. These are things that happen either in your heart, right? In your heart, in your interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you just didn't do it, right? So very similar to what we were saying for the Rambam and the Rashi were both saying that when it comes to tefillah, if you don't have kavana, you didn't daven at all, right? For the Rashba, it's actually more of a general din, right? We're kind of saying it's like, oh, it's mitasek of Kala Torah Kula. We were saying, wait a second, how can this be mitasek of Kala Torah Kula? I think according to the Rashba, you could say, yeah, this is like mitasek of Kala Torah Kula, where it's like you didn't do the action, right? You just did a motion. And in this case, you moved your lips, but you didn't do the action of tefillah because when you say something, but you don't actually mean it, you didn't actually say it, right? Or if you say make noises, but you don't have any intent and you're not communicating anything, saying words but not paying attention to the other person isn't a conversation, right? You're talking at someone, not with someone, right? You say a bunch of words, you're looking the other way, you're not listening to what they say back, you didn't have a conversation with them. This didn't happen. Right? Words are not an action. Words are words. It's about conversation. It's about what you're doing. Raj was saying further is that tefillah and Kabbalah Samach Shemayim are things that happen in your heart. So it has to have happened in your heart in order to have had, in order to have happened. Okay? Well, the Rambam is saying like the whole point is the Pnei Balev, is the Kesher of Kavana and an intellectual connection to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In which case, if you don't have that, so you haven't done tefillah at all. Okay, so really three different steps in terms of how unique tefillah is. Is it just an extreme example of mitaseh? Is it that there's no maisa by mitzvah shebedibur, right? Because the dibur requires intent, a focus, and intent and intellectual component. Because otherwise, you just didn't actually do the maisa of tefillah is involved, needs to have intelligent thought behind it. Or a step further, right, is that the mitzvah is Kabbalat Malchut Shemayim, which has to happen in your heart. It's derachami, which has to happen in your heart. And the sort of the most unique way to formulate it is that of the Rambam, where tefillah is actually about building this intellectual, like almost like a network connection with Hashem. So if you haven't opened the connection to Hashem because you actually aren't paying attention at all, you don't think not thinking about Omid Lifnei HaMakom, then it's not going to work. I think there is a bit a nafkamina between these two, between let's say the Rashba and the Rambam, is that for the Rambam, and I think this is reflected in the Halacha as well. For the Rambam, Amida Lifnei Hashem, right, is the key. That's what's ma'akev always. Because the whole point of tefillah is the Amidah Lifnei Hashem, is the connection with Hashem, right? Understanding Perush HaMilim is secondary, right? While for the Rashba, that's not necessarily true, right? Because the Bakashas Rachami, or Shivchei Hashem, or Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, right? you might actually say that the Kaperish Hamilim, knowing what you're saying and actually and meaning it, might be even more important than the Amidah L'fnei Hashem and like the focus on that like open connection, open intellectual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That might be secondary, right? And potentially that works, that can also work well with our Gemara, right? Where Amidah L'fnei Hashem is presented more as important, but not ma'akev, and Be'er Shamilim is the one that's presented as the one that potentially is ma'akev. Okay, shukach.
Sure, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
What's up?
you. Sorry for that being a crazy hour on my part, but I really, really, really enjoyed it.